And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg, Eric, first time assignment. This is Born in the USA
by Bruce Springsteen.
A very nice song. I love it.
Yeah.
Good song. I do love it.
Hard rock. I was wondering if I was Magic Mike, if I could dance this.
Yeah, you have the abs for it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you do.
That's what she said.
That's what they all say, I heard.
Oh.
You have a list. You should have a harem bike.
No, Kathleen says that she likes some harems.
Oh, yeah, but you should have a harem. Eric, am I right? You should have girls lining up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, harem. Yes.
What did I say?
Is that a salon?
Yeah, you could get less harem at the salon. But a harem.
You said right. It was correct.
Okay. I agree.
A bunch of girls that just swoon over you.
Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F.
Salivate over you.
You can salivate over me dressed as Magic Mike.
All right, gross, man.
Oh, that was gross, wasn't it? That was really gross.
All right.
Ooh, well, get in your hair.
Go see Magic Mike in my hair.
Yeah, if they salivate.
Salivate.
Whatever it's
go
called.
Go see Magic Mike XXL and you will see women
I guess
salivate.
I have to see it, right?
The movie, yeah. I would go see
okay.
it.
Okay. I could, I'll yeah. see it. Yeah, I will yeah. indeed. I'm a sensitive man.
Yeah. But last week, I just want to remind our listeners, we were celebrating the release of Ted 2. We played a lot of Family Guy songs, and we were talking about people versus property. We needed a yeah. legal guest. So I found a legal consultant online, a civil rights attorney named Doris Markovic.
Doris Markovic.
And I invited her on the show. Unfortunately, CenturyLink was really messing around with my internet. My internet is still not that stable. It's going very slow at the moment. But I am doing the best that I possibly can. But last week, leading up to the show, I was not able to send out the questions that Doris had requested. I was not able to provide Greg and Eric with Doris's information. I sent you the breakdown for the show at early on Saturday morning.
I didn't even
morning.
See it till after. It.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it was a great interview with her, though. By the way.
No,
I'm kidding. We'll
I
say
don't
sorry.
Believe it was.
Well, speaking to myself, I mean, I'm sure Eric will too.
Right.
I'm being ordered to.
Yeah, I heard her from Florida last week. I was just appalled. So Doris, do you have Doris on the line there? Oh, you're yeah, ringing. This is your
she's
dialing.
Being rung right now.
I hear it. The ring-a-ding.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Markovic and Markovic. My name is Doris. How may I help you today?
Hi, Doris. This is Dave Isaac, and I want to personally and publicly on there apologize for my co-hosts, primarily Greg and Eric. Since I was out of town with Trisha at the National Hockey League draft in Sunrise, Florida, but I did hear what happened, and I personally want to apologize to you for the disrespect that Greg and Eric did show you.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is this a recording?
No. This is actually Dave Isaac, host, founder, owner of Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate the phone call. I'm not on the air right now, right?
Well, what?
Doris, this is Joseph. Oh. I cannot apologize enough for last week's show. I am so sorry that any of that happened. You did ask for a yes. list of questions before the show.
I did
not send those to you.
No.
And usually, as producer of the show, I properly prepare my co-hosts with a bunch of details and unfortunately, my internet was down. I was unable to send you the list of questions per your request. I was unable to get the information off of your website for Greg and Eric. But I don't want you to think that I'm trying to make an excuse at all. That's not what this is. I'm taking full responsibility for my part in last week's debacle.
Well, thank you, Joseph. But honestly, it does sound like you are making an excuse. You have to understand, this interrupted my business. I lost a client as a result of this. You know, I mean, I'm a professional as well.
Well, Ms. Markovic,
who is this?
This is Greg, and I do apologize.
Oh hi.
But I have a way that maybe we can make up for that lost client. You know what, gentleman? He's nationally known, great radio guy. You may have heard of him, Howard Stern, and he'd like to have you on to interview you about this, and he can promote you a bit to earn some more business.
Is this the bald gentleman?
Is he a bald gentleman?
Yes.
No, he has quite a bit of hair. He has great hair. Good-looking guy.
He doesn't like germs. He's the bald gentleman.
Oh, no, that's Howie Mandel.
Yeah, that's Howie. Yeah, Howard's the other fellow.
But we do want to apologize, Greg. You did apologize. Eric, yeah. How about you? Your turn.
Okay, if I have to.
Is that an apology?
Doris, hello? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
This sounds like a recording.
No, that was Eric.
I'm really here.
Honestly, I have lost a client as a result of this, and it has been very upsetting to me.
How did you lose a client, Doris?
You are not going to take this seriously. I agreed. I spoke to David earlier in the week. I lost a client because he told me that I was a laughingstock. He was listening to your program. This is my business. I have tried to make a business out here in Levine, and, you know, honestly, it's not very easy.
You know, we might be willing to, you know, offer some free advertising, maybe some segments for you. You can discuss some legal topics.
I would appreciate that. If you promise that you will not be making a laughingstock of me as you did last week on last week's show, I am happy to come back on.
I'll make sure, Doris, say don't, because I'll be on the air more. I mean, sometimes I'm traveling. However, let's just start right now. What's the topics that you might, because we're not going to make a laughingstock out of you, but what are the topics that you're going to have?
Sir, David, anything legal, like at the moment, I am representing a gentleman who closed his child in a stroller. Our defense is that the instructions for the stroller did not properly state that the baby must be removed prior to folding the stroller.
You're defending that guy?
So what happened? Well,
that
was Greg, by the way.
I'm just throwing a respectful disagreement out there. How could you defend someone who's
crushing their baby?
Didn't know better and closed a stroller with their child in it? Are you kidding?
Sir, have you met my client? Have you met him?
No, I haven't. What's his name?
Then, sir, why? Let me talk. Why would you?
Well, this is my show.
Okay, Greg, don't disrespect. Come on, sense.
All right, Doris. We'll let you talk. There's good reason, I'm sure.
There is a good reason, and I will be happy to come on the show and talk about this. Did you send me a list of questions, David? I asked you for what would be discussing during this program, and you said that you was going to apologize.
Yeah. So
yes, and that you were going to offer me things. All I've been offered was a chance to come back on the show for advertising.
Joseph also has something else that he'd like to offer you as well.
Okay.
Yes, and Doris, in addition to everything else that we're doing to remedy this situation, I don't know. Have you seen Magic Mike XXL yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, great, because I don't know if you heard our last segment, but we just reviewed it, and I thought it was a great film. It is one of the hottest movies of the summer, and I would love to offer you a ticket to see Magic Mike XXL at the time, day, and theater of your choosing, whenever and wherever you want. And if you are open to it, I would love to have you back on the show to give us your thoughts about the movie, review the movie. Is that sound okay?
Honestly, I would be happy to accept the ticket. I really liked the film with Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson, but if you are going to have me on and make fun of me, I cannot agree to that. I would be happy to see the film. I'm a fan of the first one, but...
I think you're talking about a different film. This is Magic Mike. They're
yes.
Dancers, actually.
Right, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so would you
yeah.
like that ticket? That
it's
might
very,
be more
very good family movie.
I'll take it. Thank you very much. But I will only be on if you do not make a ridicule of me. I mean, is anything going to be done to Aaron and Greg?
Yeah, they're required to mandated to go to sensitivity training.
And not only that, Eric has agreed to be your special friend. So I think that'll be some good stuff there, Doris.
If you got two tickets to Magic Mike, I'll go with you.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, because you probably will feel something after the movie, so Eric excited. Will be there to help you. But as we said, with Howard Stern, I think you'll really enjoy him. He'll help you out. Very sensitive, nice gentleman, especially with his interviews. He'll do whatever it takes to help you with your business there. And then, of course, Joseph and the Magic Mike XXL tickets.
She's getting a free plug on this show today, right?
Yeah, so we're giving you a free plug. And so what type of law do you – let's start now. What here? So please accept our forgiveness and our apologies.
I do. And, moving forward,
and
I appreciate, sir David. I would like to talk as well. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Is that how you are in court?
Is this Aaron?
That's Eric.
Aaron. Yes.
He didn't take sensitivity.
Eric Reinhardt.
Hart. Okay. Well, I will be discussing civil rights issues. This is my bread and butter, honestly. I also discuss I also handle medical marijuana cases, marijuana cases
there
in
you go,
general,
Greg.
And I also handle all sorts of discrimination. I am currently reviewing a case where there is a gentleman who they are calling him an arsonist. Honestly, he is not an arsonist. He did not understand the detector. When the alarm goes off, it does not distinguish the fire. You must distinguish the fire on your own.
Hmm. Oh,
it's
so
not,
he
it's
thought
not
it
an automatic.
Oh,
medical marijuana has something to do with this?
No, not this case, sir. Are you listening to me?
I am.
I feel like I'm being made fun of again. I've lost a client as a result of this. It is hard enough to work in Levine. You know, it's a very small town.
How much revenue did you lose from this client, by the way?
$20,000 and counting, sir. I'm trying to get him back, but he's heard this on the program.
We'll help you get him back.
Can I at least give my email address out? Last week I was at least given the opportunity to give my email address out.
Yes, definitely.
I asked if I could give my phone number as well, but no one got back to me.
Yeah, I think the email address would make more sense.
But I also want to give my phone number.
Okay.
Okay. My email is doris.markovic@gmail.com.
How do you spell that?
Doris, D-O-R-R-I-S dot, that's a period, Markovic. MARKOVIC @gmail.com.
Wait,
thank you.
I lost you at period.
Yeah.
Wait, Doris, DORRIS.
There are two R's in my Doris.
Yeah, and then MARK. Then what?
Wait, you have two R's in your Doris?
Wait, hold on. MARK. Yeah.
MARKOVIC.
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 Okay,
hold
so
I'm getting another call.
Oh, you got a client back?
Oh,
maybe the client called back.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Who is that?
Craig and Dave.
I'm sorry. It's just Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Oh, you like pizza.
All right. Oh, Pizza Hut. Now, yeah. Doris, I don't know how much more time we have, but just another question. You know, people like to know a little bit about...
What is over there?
The pizza? You're still having the pizza guy?
Hold on, sir.
It's doris.markovic.com?
doris.markovic@gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. At gmail.com. Now, it's the firm name, let's give you some publicity now, is Markovic and Markovic.
Markovic and Levine. We're in the yellow pages. Can I give my phone number? Someone said that I could give my phone number.
Give your phone number if you'd like, yeah.
Oh, okay. It is 206-309-9823. If I don't answer, it's because I keep getting prank calls. You know, honestly, I am trying to build a business. I have a handful of clients, but it's very hard here in Levine. It's just me. And honestly, when you are disrupting my business, it's not like I have an assistant. It's not like I work with other people. It's just me. I work out of my home in Levine.
Yeah, and Doris, before we go, I want to thank you so much for your understanding, for your forgiveness, and for agreeing to speak with us today. You know, again, for my part in this situation, I am extremely sorry, and I assure you that moving forward, I will do everything in my power to ensure that our segments with you run smoothly.
And we will help you get business. How's that sound?
Well, thank you. Doris.Markovic@gmail.com.
How long have you been an attorney on your own?
I have been an attorney for 3 years.
Okay, very good.
And how many clients do you have?
I currently have just a handful.
Okay.
I am representing 6 people at this time.
Okay. And talked about medical marijuana and other things you help out on, but what are most of the cases you're working on now?
Most of the cases are involving civil rights. I believe
that is
my bread and butter. My heart goes out to people who are hurting. So if you are hurting, please call me, 206-309-9823.
Do you accept text messages?
I thought you said it was 209, but now it's 309?
It is 309, sir. So could someone please put me on the Facebook?
Whose Facebook?
On ours?
Please.
Okay, on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Do you have the Twitter?
Do you want us to...
Should we link you in?
Okay.
No, these are marketing devices.
Yeah, these
Greg
are
is helping you now.
Social media. Okay. I'm trying to help you out. LinkedIn, Twitter, yes. The Facebook.
What is going to be done to reprimand these individuals?
Well, they apologize, number one. We did that today. Number two is they're going to take sensitivity training because there is a clause in the contract, which Greg did not know, that anything that had disrespect for women as well as other groups, they have there's zero tolerance unless they take sensitivity training. So they will be let go if they don't complete sensitivity training.
Also, with your phone number again, do you receive accept text messages?
No, this is not a cell phone, sir.
Oh, okay.
This is a landline. I do not own a cell phone.
Oh, you don't? Okay. That would be a good idea to have
a 206 area code.
To have a cell phone so you could have, of course, 24/7 business. You know, people will look to contact you at the late hours.
And what are you going to do July 4th?
I'm going to be going to Florence today to see the fireworks show.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I hope you have a great time. You deserve it. We will have you on again. We appreciate. We do apologize.
Where do I get my tickets for the Jesse Eisenberg film?
Joseph will be contacting you there at your email. Okay. He'll get in contact with you. And again, you'll really enjoy this film. I think you'll be in a great mood during and after the film, hopefully. And you can tell us all about it next week.
Do you know Judith Godrich?
Who?
Judith Godrich.
Oh, does he go to your temple?
Never mind, Mrs.
I'm sorry, I don't know who it is. Who is he?
It sounds like a Greek mythology type person.
Yeah, Judas.
Oh, okay, I do know Judas, sorry. How's he doing?
Never mind, sir.
30 pieces of gold.
I feel very uncomfortable at the moment.
Okay, then we're going to let you go.
Honestly, I have not been on the radio very often. This is my second time.
And you're magnificent at it, by the way.
It's actually your third time if you count the times we kept calling you back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing good.
That wasn't us.
All right, Doris, thank you so much. We're going to make you into a star. You'll get lots of business. It'll replace the revenue that you lost.
And enjoy the film.
Thank you very much. I will.
Happy 4th of July to you.
She's just as silly as she was last time.
Now, yeah, Joseph,
but at least
I know you're
she
going.
She forgave us. Forgave you guys, I should say. I wasn't here.
Now, Joseph, I know you're
a little
angry still.
I don't know how you feel
still about
it.
Yeah, I guess I expected more.
Ooh. All right. Giving her the tickets, and she's going to really
enjoy
it.
Well, we did offer to help to replace the revenue, and she did forgive she publicly on there, Greg and Eric, so I'm satisfied with that. Otherwise, if she didn't forgive them, I would have her on the air still. Wow, we have the end of the show.
We'll have power.
No, it's not the end of the show. We got one more segment. We got a couple other.
Yeah.
And she didn't know. I don't know.
No, but
she seemed
really
like she
enjoyed.
Was a little confused about Magic Mike. But this is John Mellencamp singing R-O-C-K in the USA.
Oh, that's a good one. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Wow, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. With the pop rims in the heads of my-